This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Egyptian mediators said Saturday they are working to reinforce a day-old ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants as officials appear for a period of calm with a humanitarian aid crisis in Gaza after 11 days of fighting. The ceasefire began before dawn on Friday and is still holding early Sunday morning, enabling officials to start assessing the scale of the damage. Despite confrontations between Israeli police and Palestinian protesters at a Jerusalem holy site on Friday, there have been no reports of Hamas rocket launches from Gaza or Israeli airstrikes on the Palestinian enclave. A senior UN official who toured Gaza on Saturday warned of increased health risks and widespread despair after homes, roads, and other vital infrastructure, including hospitals, were damaged or destroyed. Egyptian delegates have been shuttling between Israel and Gaza since mediating the ceasefire, and on Saturday met Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the occupied West Bank, according to an aide to the Palestinian leader. The girlfriend of a heavily armed Belgian soldier who's on the run called on him to make the story end as specialized forces continue hunting for him on Saturday. Jürgen Konings, a 46-year-old, is on federal anti-terror watch list and was seen early this week near the home of a person he had threatened. Konings is an expert marksman known for his extreme right sympathies and is still thought to be hiding in a vast nature park in northeast Belgium, with over 400 soldiers and police officials looking for him for four straight days. The Belgian justice minister said that he had booby-trapped his own car with ammunition and four anti-tank missiles launchers were found inside. This is VOA News. One of only two women on Sudan's ruling Sovereignty Council said on Saturday she had resigned, accusing the military-dominated transitional government of ignoring civilian voices. The 14-member military-civilian council was set up to steer Sudan through a transition after the army toppled long-serving autocrat Omar al-Bashir in 2019 following months of popular protests. She says she submitted her resignation on May 12th, a day after the killing of two protesters who had been marking the anniversary of a deadly raid on a protest site during the 2019 uprising. She accused the transitional authorities of leading the country to more killing, injustice, poverty, and suffering, and complained the investigation into the 2019 raid has not yet been completed. Activists say 130 people died in that raid and ensuing violence. A volcano in eastern Democratic Republic of Congo erupted on Saturday, sending panicked residents of the nearby city of Goma fleeing. Although a volcano expert says the city does not appear to be in danger, people grabbed mattresses and other belongings and fled towards the frontier with neighboring Rwanda as a red glow filled the sky above the city from one of the world's most active volcanoes. It last erupted in 2002, killing 250 people and making 120,000 people homeless after the lava flowed into Goma. Volcano watchers have been worried activity observed in the last 5 years mirrors that before eruptions in 1977 and 2002. Animal rights protesters are blockading four McDonald's distribution centers in the UK in an attempt to get the burger chain to commit to becoming fully plant-based by 2025. Animal Rebellion said Saturday that trucks and bamboo structures are being used at the distribution sites to stop lorries from leaving depots. The group said it intends to remain at the sites for at least 24 hours, causing significant disruption to the McDonald's supply chain. It says the protest will affect some 1,300 restaurants. Meantime, this week's rousing U.S. stock market debut of dairy alternative Oatly underlines the appetite for vegan products. An expert climbing guide said Saturday that a coronavirus outbreak on Mount Everest has infected at least 100 climbers and support staff. His report comes amid official Nepalese denials of a COVID-19 cluster on the world's highest peak. The Austrian climber last week became the only prominent outfitter to halt his Everest expedition due to virus fears. He says one of his foreign guides and six of his Sherpas tested positive. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.